So, first off, let's show of hands. Who was fucking with this album?
Easily.
Everybody fucking with the album? Right. Okay. Sure. Okay, this looks good. Since everybody's fucking with it, I guess we can do like, what's everybody's favorite part?
Everything. I can't pinpoint one thing. I really can't, not right now. I thought it was really conceptual.
Wait. So you like Bryson Tiller?
Okay, yeah, that's a big no-no. But it's not enough to me, like, fuck, we'll just have to get into that.
No, let's get into your beef about Bryson. What is it about Bryson?
Did you not like that song at all? The one that he's on?
Well, I just like Travis on that song. Because this nigga don't really do features like that, right? So it's like when you come and do a feature for, like, Travis Scott, and you give, like, that really regular SoundCloud shit, like, I'm not fucking with it.
Keep in mind, he talks a lot
about... But I do like Bryson Tiller. Let me throw it out there. I do. I didn't at first, but I've grown to like him. I think that shit is going to fall off because of this track, but...
So you like everything except for Bryson. What about you?
The concept. Like, the first four songs... Mm-hmm. I've been listening to him every morning. Yeah. Because I feel like you heard me, right?
Oh, we was in the car. He had me sick. Yeah. Like, what's the one C word?
Coordinate.
That's
my best song on the album. I thought you were asleep. I apologize.
I'm like, this hey, I'm trying to go to sleep.
Like, you make Trey sleep.
I heard you like, fucking the citizen. Yeah. Fuck.
I looked and I'm like, is he up or is he asleep? I thought you were asleep. I was like, I'm going to play this one more time. But like, Coordinate is easy. Yeah. My favorite song on the album, but like I said, the first four, they just roll off each other like extremely well. Like if you thought it was like one song,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I could just
one long song.
I could just really listen to it, mm-hmm. and like you said, I've been playing the hell out of it.
The whole album, I don't need to touch, but it's something about those first four tracks. Mm-hmm. Like I just love them.
Yeah,
the
me
Kid
too.
Cudi, it was fucking ridiculous.
He had everything. He had so many elements in those first four.
Right, and I like the fact that it comes off kind of dark, but it's still like a high energy, not high energy, but it's
grandiose,
not,
it's big.
Exactly.
I think that's what he did best on this album. Mm-hmm. He made it dark, but still really big,
right?
Full of energy.
My favorite part of the album was the production. I think the production was extremely solid. Way back, I've been playing that out, Through the Night, been playing that out, mm-hmm. and Guidance. Those three tracks are crazy. But just the production on every track, well, not on every track, but the production throughout the whole album was really, really solid, but that's what you expect from Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I didn't like Rodeo too much at first, but that shit grew on me. Days Before Rodeo was dope.
Yeah,
it was dope. That's another album he produced that I don't have to touch.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's always good with production. The only thing I don't fuck with Travis with, which he does, is autotune. But, I mean, that's another topic.
Yeah, it is, man, because you like Vittori do it, but you don't like when Travis do it.
I don't know.
That's beside the point. This is about Birds in the Trap, Sam McKnight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what... I'm having a hard time picking my very favorite part. I don't know if it's Kid Cudi's part mm-hmm. on... what's it called? Through the Night?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking ridiculous. Or I say this a lot... Well, I don't say this a lot about artists, but it really hits home when I hear an artist at home. And that's when Travis started rapping on Way Back. That was like Travis when he was like,
would it be unlawful to spend this any moon in a brothel?
Yeah.
When he raps like that, that's the Travis. I'm not trying to put him in a box, but he sounds really good when he raps like that. So,
it's
either that part or the Kid Cudi part. I go back and forth every day. So,
I'm not debating you here, but I'm like, you know, I really, as far as like the auto tune. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, like his natural voice is just like raspy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think autotune sound really, just really good, you know, with his voice.
I'm gonna tell you something about Travis Scott.
Go ahead.
Travis Scott is genuinely talented.
Yeah.
But he's not good at autotune. And I'm gonna tell you why he's not.
I wish I remember what song it was. I really thought the statement verbatim. He put autotune on his voice, and I heard it at the end of a track. I was like, that's perfect. That's the perfect way to use it. And he does it differently on every track, but that nigga, he knows how to use it.
He do.
He really does. Because I thought that same. I was like, damn, that nigga really used it really well that time.
I might need to hear the track because I feel like maybe older Travis tried to use it to compensate for his non-ability to sing.
No, he does use it.
I mean, I artists do that, but it's like you say that about Travis, but the same can be said about your favorite artist. You know what I mean?
Like Tory Lanez.
But that's what I'm.
If you're gonna say my favorite artist, you're gonna get it right. It's
Lloyd Banks. We know that.
50 Cent. Okay. If you're gonna get right, you're gonna say 50 Cent.
Is any using autotune now?
We can say Jay-Z.
You know what I mean? Like, how that shit go?
That's not auto-tune. Is it auto-tune?
I don't know.
It's auto-tune. 50 Cent does.
I didn't say he was good at it.
Okay, but here's my... and damn, I don't want to get off the album, but it's like... He's not a singer. Yeah, you know, like, he's not a singer, but he still... He can use the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, anybody can use it. My dog can use it. All
right, no. All right, yeah, I'm not getting into that. Tory Lanez is...
Tory Lanez?
No. If you guys want to hear this debate and who's the best, I want to make that a topic. You know,
who's the best what?
You know, let's since everybody using auto tune, who's the best at doing it? Oh, like who's perfect?
T-Pain. I'm gonna say.
But T-Pain. He's not relevant right now, so let's.
No, no, no. He'll always be relevant. Okay, he won't always be relevant, but he's relevant right now. He got a track with Dreezy.
Y'all see where his
mind. He got a track with Dreezy that just came out.
See, I haven't heard it.
You're not Dreezy.
I just feel like we need to have that discussion. We had it before briefly, but I don't know. You're just out of touch right now.
I'm trying to think. Who I'll say would be the best with autotune before we get back to this album review that we went way off topic. I like Kanye. And I like Kanye because of that. Lost in the... I like that. If you want to say recent, but just if you want to say it, really is.
Since everybody has a positive review over the album, if there's any criticisms, does anybody have any criticisms
yes.
over the album?
What? Yes. Yeah, man, like I was saying earlier, B. Tiller, bro, you gotta stay at home if you're gonna come with something like that. and no bullshit.
It wasn't that bad, though?
It wasn't that bad. Like, it's bearable. It's not like I can't listen to the track, because I can, because I really like the way Travis sound on it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, when I'm playing the album, and you know what I'm saying, you just don't want to touch it, but you got that one hiccup, and it's just like, fuck. Why? And honestly, I would have loved to see Thug right there. I would have loved to see like another artist, you know, with the voice right there. What?
Oh, no,
okay.
What you say?
Jeezy? Oh, fuck that nigga.
But I would have liked to hear a different voice right there, because I don't know.
Any criticisms?
I don't know. I think Nick's favorite song was the one I didn't like the most.
Guidance? Oh, yeah, Jeremy Drunk too.
But, no, I think it's a good song. I just preferred the other ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the it made the mood kind of change, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, but I think it worked because every time I hear that song, I picture, like, rolling credits and that song coming up.
Oh, word. Okay.
So for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. While I was like, this song sounds like a rolling credit song, if that makes sense.
If I look at it from that point of view, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't at
damn.
So if I'm like,
I don't think, well, I think of giraffes.
Found out that you mad for me. I found out that you
mad for me. I don't know. I think of giraffes.
Yeah, I was thinking more of just like dancing. I just felt a little more energetic than the other tracks. But that's not to say it was bad.
I don't really know how to explain this, but I feel like, you see how many features he had on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did on his last album. He's really good with collaborating people. I feel like if this shit was food, I don't know if it's going to make sense or not. But if Travis was a food, the nigga's not like an entree. He's not like the main piece of the meal. He's kind of like a seasoning, like a sugar, you know what I'm saying? So like any vibe or type of style that's out there and he wants to put his touch on, it's just gonna make it that much better. You know what I'm saying?
It's spice, so, it enhances it.
Right. Yeah. So like, well shit, y'all heard the fucking album. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was like plenty of styles, put the Travis, mix it in there, and it just sounded, you know, like, so that's how I feel like he is. He's a really good, I don't know what to call that though.
Aesthetic is how you decide, like, something beautiful, but the aesthete would be somebody who's just, like, really inclined with shit like that when it comes to music, you know what I'm saying? And that's, like, one of the things that I wanted to hit on, like, you said you didn't, like, Guidance kind of, it just switched the mood up, and, like, you gave an excellent example of what it does within the album, but for me, it was, like, you know, dance hall is, like, the sound, like, that's it's coming to mainstream,
right?
And like you said, when he touched it, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, this is the track for me. No bullshit, this is like 2016 track of the year. I'm claiming that. But it's I don't know, man. Like, he's able to do it. It does not come off as like something forced. You still hear Travis. Mm-hmm. He still keep his dark shit, and he still bring it up tempo with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so much of that going to that track that he just riding this bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's very minimal.
He is really versatile now that mm-hmm. you say that, because yeah. like I wasn't expecting a track like that from him, mm-hmm. which, like I said, I didn't think it was bad at all, and mm-hmm. I still don't. But like you yeah. said with the example, mm-hmm.
he don't remind you of early Kanye and his ability to put music together.
No, and the reason it's too dark.
Like the Swiss Beats, he didn't rap in Soul Paul, did he? He just ad-libbed, mm-hmm. and it's like how he kind of did with Way Back. Yeah. And it just reminded me, I was like, damn, that's so similar how, like, you put Swiss, I mean, of course, same artist, mm-hmm. but you put a nigga that featuring this nigga just does ad-libs.
And the same, right, he had Kanye on it as well. I think he had a Kanye sound, but, and this is, like, something that I really enjoyed. It's like those first two tracks, man, like, what he do. This nigga is just, like, really musical, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, I'm glad, like, somebody like you who's like, damn, this reminds me of Kanye. But he turned around and he bring Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, like, the track with Cudi.
But then he brought Cudi.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, versus, like, solely, like, they like, oh, you know, Travis may remind me of this nigga and this nigga.
Yeah.
But it's not, he's not jacked from this nigga and this nigga. He actually bringing him.
So that's and
the he's paying homage, yeah.
No, he's dissing Tory Lanez right now.
Yeah. Oh, no! What he's doing. Maybe, but no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I really like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bring in these elements. They're like, okay, I'm this, I'm that. Let me come and let me
show you Travis.
Exactly. And
yeah, that is true.
He give you those elements, and then he give you Travis.
Just like you're through the night with the day and night flow. Like, exactly. But he said it, though. But
that song, Day and Night, is already a fucking, it's a classic song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when Travis gives it his 2016 take on it, and then you bring Cudi and let him just hum all over it and do whatever the fuck he do on it, mm-hmm. like that, I don't. There's just at that point it becomes more than a song, because I just feel like it's so much more going on in that track.
Yo, this nigga Cudi really can hum.
Yeah,
and this shit's so crazy. Like, you know, I thought about that. All the lights, like, yeah, right. Nigga. Yeah. I'm like, niggas be humming. That shit be sounding good.
So there are obviously two pretty big rap features, Andre 3K and Kendrick Lamar. How do you guys feel about them?
For one, it's tough to get a verse from any one of these guys. Well, not so more, like, not Kendrick really, but yeah. You got Andre 3000 on his shit. Mm-hmm. Who else got one of those? Anytime you have Kendrick on your song, like, Big Sean had him on Control, everybody forgot about everybody verse. Mm-hmm. Nigga J Electronica was on this bitch, but everybody only remembers Kendrick. He just bodies nigga's song. But it's like the way. That goes back to production, direction, like the way it's just crafted, man. Like, Travis is still able to hold his own. He don't get lost in the song.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? And that takes somebody who's, that takes an artist. That's artistry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, going off your point, like, one thing I noticed about Travis, which is rare, you ever, like, let's say Tyga had an album, right? And let's say on the album, it was like, he had a song with Kid Cudi and, like, DMX. I'm not looking forward to Tigerverse. Like,
right.
It get the hit shit, I'm skipping that bitch.
Yeah.
But I've never felt that way about Travis. Like, I've never felt like I need to skip this nigga verse. Mm-hmm. Now that I go back and I think, I've never felt that way.
And that's the thing, like, Travis is an example of an artist. I know all these niggas like to be like, yo, don't call me a rapper, I'm an artist. It is like, no, that's an artist. To craft a song to where you don't get bodied. Because he had 21 Savage on his shit. That is the best I've heard 21 Savage rap.
Yeah.
Because that shit, it just makes sense. That track just makes sense, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. That nigga's just...
And you can tell he helped produce it, because, like I said, my favorite part of 21 Savage's verse mm-hmm. is when he does that. And then sometimes it mutes out. And get it front of back, pull up a scratch. And then the effect he put on top of that ad-lib, it makes it sound like 10 times better. Mm-hmm. So that comes with production.
Like I'm saying, like, this nigga, he really is in music. He's in his feet, and he's going to be around for a very long time.
You think he'll ever get big?
I think he's big.
I mean, he's big.
Do you mean like
mainstream?
You can have Travis with, you can put him with DJ Snake, and these are the big production. These are your pop, Nick. This is the entry. You put him DJ Snake, Major Lazer,
Skrillex.
I think he got a track with Skrillex, but he sounds good with them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like if you put Travis on a pop record, it won't sound crazy. It's not forced.
I do want to say something that really helped me appreciate the album. More than I initially would have is the interview, man. Because he came off really humble to me. Like, he really did. Like you mentioned earlier, he was like, yeah, man, Andre 3000, man, I was excited to have him on. This man got information. Like, he's still seeming like a fan. Yeah, and I don't know. I've always been like, want to fuck with shit like that.
So because, you think if he would have came off cocky, you would have enjoyed it less?
No, not really. I say that. I don't think so, though. Because, like Tory Lanez is pretty cocky, and I like this shit.
Because I think a lot of people have a hard time with that. They can't separate the person from the artist.
Right.
I can't, yeah.
So, now that you heard this, what do you guys want from Travis now? What's the next thing you would want to hear from Travis?
I think I would like him to do more work with Cudi.
Which he has one more song that's going to drop with Cudi.
That'd be nice.
Whatever he's touching, it's just crazy.
Even if he touches a song with Meek Mill, you going to listen to it?
Yeah, hey, you gonna fuck with it.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, that's why I want to hear right now. That one song he did with Meek Mill. Yeah, you know, Louboutins don't touch my hoe. Yo, I fucking love that shit. Yeah. I'm leaning.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Dark, you know, that's Travis right there. Mm-hmm. Meek Mill did his thing. Mm-hmm. Travis came in after Body. Both of them.
That is true.
I need a follow up. I want to hear what it, you know. Hopefully it's on BC4.
That's all I'm talking about. DC4 might be top predator of the year. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there.
Crazy. So, to wrap the review up, I guess we can end it with the rating. And how I always used to do it was just give your rating based on personal enjoyment. That way nobody can argue, and your rating's your rating. So,
8 out of 10 for me.
I'm going to give it a 7.8.
I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm going to go 7.5. Travis Scott, Birds and Trap Scene, McKnight. Let us know how you guys feel about the album in the comment section below. You can tweet us, whatever you want to do. Just jump in the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, we got more discussions coming up soon. I don't want to call them reviews because we're just talking, you know what I'm saying? We're niggas talking about music.
I mean, leave in the comments if you think somebody else project we should probably hit on or who's upcoming that we might have missed. Mick Jenkins is the only one that matters. But you know what I'm saying? Definitely get in the comments and talk to us. Hey, man, so thanks for tuning in, man. Thanks for fucking with the squad, you know what I'm saying? You know how we gang.
I'm trying to risk.